Previously on The Bystanders.
She's alive!
Guys, meet Bonnie, Bunny's twin sister. Can you believe it?
Hello, everyone. So nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh, she looks identical to Bunny, but kind.
How long are you in town for, Bonnie?
I'm not sure yet. My sister was a bit of a collector, so I'm going to have to go through all of her things in her apartment and clean it out.
Oh, wow! You'll probably discover all sorts of stuff in there.
Hey, it's Marcia, interrupting your local broadcast to talk to you about The Bystanders. The Bystanders is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. What gets me is that HelloFresh is just a better value, like more bang for your buck, as the old folks would say. I guess I'm old here. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. On top of being affordable. Don't get me started on being frugal, because I really am. What sells me here is that HelloFresh cuts out that stressful meal planning and grocery store trips after quarantine. I am so sick of planning out my family's meals each week, but I just don't necessarily want to eat out. So this just cuts out all that stress. So you can enjoy, and I can enjoy, cooking and have dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or less. Go to HelloFresh.com/14Bunny and use code 14Bunny for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/14Bunny and use code 14Bunny for 14 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And now, back to our show.
Hello there, aren't you sweet? Thank you for the kisses.
I'll leave out some tuna later. Bye.
Hi, Kyle. Oh, thanks again for helping me.
Of course, Bonnie. My pleasure. How many boxes do you think you'll need to get the job done?
How many do you have?
Hundreds. Basically, any size. The 5-and-grab has big boxes, small boxes, skinny boxes, wide boxes, huge boxes.
The morning after Bunny's memorial, Kyle was making good on his promise to help Bonnie sort through Bunny's things. It was for this exact reason our bystanders were anxious to get inside Bunny's apartment. They needed to find that evidence, and they needed to find it quick.
Shh, come in, Ace. This is Diamond. Over.
What do you see, Tim? Have they driven off yet?
Fan created their master plan of attack. The heist would begin like any classic heist, with a stakeout. Scattered around Noble Apartments, our bystanders hid.
Copy that, Ace. I have eyes on the 95 Buick Skylark, and they just left my sight, so no more eyes on the Skylark, over. And we are clear for entry, over. Oh, and I'm still in position under Bonnie's rental. Really glad they took Kyle's car. Over.
These aren't walkie-talkies, Tim. These are burner phones with, let me remind you, not a lot of minutes left. Can we just talk normally?
That's a negatory, good buddy. Over.
No more, Tim.
Copy that.
Everyone state your position when I call your name. Phil.
By the roses behind the fountain. Ouch. Damn it. Ow.
Hop.
Behind you.
Okay,
I'm putting clothes on. Relax.
Lexi.
Still starfish to the porch ceiling. Kyle stretched his arm up and almost touched my baby bump.
You know, you could have just hidden Bunny's bush, right? Get your mind out of the gutter, Pasta.
How about you, Sarah?
Still looking out my window with a clear shot of Bunny's place.
Everyone keep those faces covered until phase one is complete. Tim, you ready?
Born ready, Ace.
Okay, start walking back into the courtyard. You got the spray paint?
Locked and loaded.
The camera is located above the laundry room door. Go, go, go!
Wow, nice somersault, Tim. Did you see that, Bulba?
Hop on, Tim.
Phil, coming in with that deep squat. Whoa! I was not expecting Tim to climb Phil's body like a squirrel.
Okay, hop off. Ouch. You all right, man?
Yeah, that was just a longer jump than it looked. You're tall.
Yeah, I can see how you would think that. Fan, phase one complete.
Over. Oh, sorry.
Well done. You may remove your masks and begin phase two. Ha! Hoila! Phase two la!
I'm ready.
Okay, everyone. Survey the premises and report. Check if any windows or doors are open for immediate entry. Go, go, go!
They all dispersed, looking for a way in, while Sarah stayed as the lookout, safely inside her apartment.
Wait, so the plan is just to walk in through the front door? Okay.
Work smarter, not harder, Sarah.
Boo, the front door is locked.
A window could be left open.
Windows on the north side of the apartment are locked.
Same with the south side.
Damn it! Lexi, any luck?
All the skylights are locked too.
Whoa, Baby Obi is really kicking. I think he's afraid of heights.
Whoa. I'm gone for 2 seconds to get us popcorn, and I miss Lexi King Kong herself up to the roof. What?
Okay, phase two is a bust. What's phase three?
Phase three is to look for our stuff inside. But we didn't get inside, so...
Now what are we gonna do?
Guys, she's through the window or something. The camera's blacked out.
No, Bonnie will report the break-in and will once again have a spotlight on us. Something I think we'd all like to avoid, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense, I guess.
Someone could get cut.
Let me think.
Shh, shh. Do you hear that?
Wait, do you hear that?
Let me check from up here. Guys, there's a mailman coming.
Scatter!
He just slipped a bright orange envelope through Bunny's door slot. I hope the reply isn't time sensitive. And all clear.
I got it. The mail slot. It's the only way into Bunny's apartment.
Well, I saw a chimney up there, but my foot wouldn't even fit. I tried.
Oh, what? Did I just watch you shimmy down that chimney?
Uh-huh.
How?
You can do anything with God, Sarah.
Right.
We need a tiny arm and a tiny hand to reach in that mail slot and unlock the door.
I've heard this before. Our fertility doctor.
Phil?
What? Phil?
What?
Phil?
What?
I don't know. I was just saying it too.
Frankie.
Oh.
No. Absolutely not. I am not dragging my daughter into our mess. We'll have to figure this out another way. This is life or death in prison.
Oh, either she finds out or she finds out and has to go live with foster parents.
Oh. How am I supposed to explain this to her?
Phil knew that above all, he needed to protect his daughter from being placed in the system. What could he do to avoid telling Frankie the truth? Well, he'd do what any parent would do.
Okay, Frankie. You and I can go to Toys R Toys and get that mega fossil dig kit you've been begging for if you reach in with this wire hanger and get the door unlocked and we find the harmless items that Bunny meant to give back to us.
Okay. It kind of makes me feel like you're making me break in. But I guess you're the adult.
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
Throw in Millennial Barbie with her parents' dream house basement, and this door is as good as open.
Deal.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, yes! Thank you. Yes. You did it, sweetheart.
Weirdos. No wonder you guys are friends. Dad, come get me when you're done snooping around Bunny's place, and we'll go get my hush money.
You got it, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that, Phil.
Welcome to phase three. Everyone hang up your phones and start searching. Sarah, I'll keep you on speakerphone as a lookout. We're going in.
All right, but you guys better make it quick. Who knows how long we got on these phones?
We'll be quick. It's not that big of a place. I mean, how hard could it be?
What?
What's going on?
What is all this?
What is this?
So much stuff.
It looks like piles and piles and piles of really nice stuff.
Bunny was a hoarder? Ew! What's in there?
A Roy Lichtenstein tea set? I'm sorry? 1, 2, 10!
Liechtenstein tea sets.
Whoa, there are chandeliers hanging everywhere. Baka.
Babe, it says back around.
Why does she need all these creepy porcelain figurines?
The bunny wasn't a collector. She was a high-end hoarder.
Yeah.
Right?
And clearly obsessed with bubble wrap.
So you're saying her apartment is filled with a bunch of expensive, nice stuff. What, wrapped in bubble wrap?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Huh. Did not see that coming.
You can't see anything coming in here.
How are we supposed to find the stuff before Bonnie and Kyle get back?
We need to split up. Phil, go look around all those vintage Cabbage Patch dolls.
On it.
Lexi, check behind all those equestrian paintings.
Ooh, horses. I was a horse girl.
Tim, climb over that pile of decoy ducks and see what's in the other room. Pop and I will look in here under the Beanie Babies.
Ah!
And watch out for bubble wrap. We don't have much time.
Did you say Beanie Babies? I knew I shouldn't have let my mom put those in the garage sale.
All bets were off that this would be a quick job for the bystanders. Meanwhile, at the Five and Grab.
Wow. You weren't kidding when you said you need all the boxes we got.
I hope that's okay.
It's more than okay. It's the least a neighbor can do for someone who's going through what you're going through.
Thank you. That must have been awful for everyone, being home that night and witnessing that.
Yeah, not a normal evening for any of us.
Seems kind of weird that no one heard or saw anything. Your sixplex isn't that big.
Huh. Deep sleepers, I guess.
Huh, I guess. Or they did see something and they just didn't do anything about it.
Nah.
Must have been terrifying. Oh, but you finding her. You're a hero.
Nah. Kyle? A hero? Ha, ha, ha.
Back again, Detective Lou Louie was making good on his word and shadowing the shit out of Shittles.
Detective Louie, still following me, I see.
Following you? Why, I'm just an innocent shopper here. Do you know what innocent means, Kyle?
Yes.
It's very nice to see you again, Miss Belpasht. This time under better circumstances, I hope.
It's nice to see you again, Detective.
Between you and I, what are you doing hanging around with this guy?
That wasn't between you, so...
Actually, Kyle is very kindly helping me with some business concerning my sister's death.
Huh.
That reminds me. Any new leads on her case?
Oh, why, yes. We have one suspect I'm keeping a very close eye on. Right, Kyle?
Detective, I thought you said you were here grocery shopping.
I am! Well, I am, actually. So can you tell me which aisle the ground beef is on? I have the kids tonight, and we're having Sloppy Joe's. Damn it, where are my kids?
Paging manager Shittles, I know it's your day off, but the kids are about to load up aisle 4 with dish soap. I repeat, they took all the dawn.
Aisle 4? We're on aisle 4.
Oh, there they are, Bobby, Danny! Put that soap back!
Detective Louie, these are your kids?
Yeah.
They suck!
Come and get us, you punk!
Boys, stay right there or no strawberry shortcake later!
Your strawberry shortcake sucks because you make it with fake strawberries and Mom makes it with real strawberries.
You're right!
Marcia makes everything better.
Dude, that's crying again.
Shut up! Why you...
Run for the hills! She's coming for us!
All right, you're grounded.
Get back here, you pesky kids!
Pesky, the original surname of one Joe Pesci. He changed it due to some kids, ironically, being pesky. Back in the Cave of Wonders, our bystanders searched through Rosenthal china and Yadro figurines, through 100,000-count bedsheets and Italian lace throw pillows, through Lonneberger-woven baskets and Persian rugs, through Tiffany lamps and Helen Weber tapestries. They searched, and as the search went on, they felt hopeless, helpless, hapless.
Anyone find anything?
Nope.
No luck.
Nothing in here.
Me neither. We need a bigger search party to go through all this stuff.
Sorry, guys. Who would have thought that behind Bunny's apartment door would be an episode of Antique Roadshow? You better get out of there before they get back.
Timmy, sounds like we're giving up if you want to climb back in here.
Okay, I didn't find anything in here either. Except like 10 to 20 frame photos of Kyle. You guys should see this one. It looks like Bunny and Kyle's face on a baby's body. Oh, oops.
What happened?
Nothing.
As Tim picked up the shattered glass from the picture frame, he noticed a little wiggle in the floorboard.
What in the... You guys! I think I found something!
Yes!
All right!
What did you find? More hubbly cast iron doorstops?
As the group rushed in from under the floorboard, Tim pulled out a box containing numerous documents, photos, and most importantly, the He's tapes, Phil's files, and the Hades IOU book.
Timmy!
Way to go, Tim!
We are free!
Great job, team.
Oh, and look at this. We weren't the only ones that Bunny was blackmailing. Apparently, Bishop Edwards has a foot fetish. And Mr. Glassford is a natural redhead.
Woohoo! Oh, I knew you guys could do it! Pasta, cough up the $10. Now you guys gotta get out of there before they get home.
Sarah? Sarah? Hello?
Hello, you guys? Hello?
Your minutes have run out.
Goodbye. No. The phone's dead, Pasta. They gotta get out of there before Kyle and Bonnie see them. Oh my God, they're back! What do we do?
I am?
Oh no. What would Sarah do to intercept Kyle and Bonnie? Because just on the other side of the door, these big shots were blissfully unaware.
What a relief.
A relief that would be short-lived.
Oh no, they're back.
That was really sweet of you, letting those kids go and not pressing charges.
Yeah, well, I know what it's like to have parents split up.
The world needs more people like you, Kyle Shittle.
Hey, Kyle!
Sarah!
Bonnie! A kiss on the cheek. That's weird.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too. What are you guys up to? Besides, kissing.
Oh, Kyle is just about to help me pack up Bunny's apartment.
Good luck with that.
What?
Lucky! You guys are going to go through the front door and do that now?
Yeah!
Inside the apartment, the bystanders were frantically searching for a way out.
What do we do? What do we do?
Nobody move.
They're not T-Rexes, Tim. We need to find a way out. Put the rest of that evidence back in the floor and let's get out of here.
There's no way out. They'll see us.
Oh, I know a way. Start climbing.
I got you. What is that?
I certainly didn't hear anything.
Oh, there might be an avalanche. We should probably go inside and get started.
An avalanche?
Wait, no!
What? Oh,
Wow, Sarah. I didn't know you liked girls.
Sarah, you're really a beautiful woman, but I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, no. No. I just felt like you're going through a lot, so maybe you'd like a kiss from me, too. Okay. Looks like you're alone in there, so I will leave you two to it. No more kissing. I'm just kidding. I'm not your mom, but don't kiss.
Bye, Sarah.
Oh. Where are you guys?
Up here.
Hi.
Look up here. On the roof.
Damn, they did it! Now they could finally relax. Or could they? Back inside a hoarder's paradise, Bonnie and Kyle are about to make an important discovery.
Whoa! Look at all these things. A horseshoe collection, wind chimes, an orange envelope. Oh, here. It's addressed to you, Bonnie.
Oh, this must be the photos from the camera footage that I ordered.
Photos? Of what?
Yes! I knew it! Kyle, look at this photo. Do you see what I see?
Sorry. It's hard to see Bunny lying there like that. Why did you want these photos?
See anything else?
Wait! Is that Tim's wide eyes peeking out his window?
Yes.
And Lexi behind him? Oh, and there's Phil.
Yes.
And Hop.
Hop.
Van. And Sarah screaming.
They did see something.
The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media, Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. Follow the Bystanders podcast on Instagram and Twitter at @the_bystanders_podcast.
Boop, 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 boop